Daf is Daf Nun Tes, so we got to the last few lines of Nun Ches Amin Beis. They just point out it's interesting that Daf Noach is the Sugiz of Bnei Noach here. So the Gemara says at the bottom of Nun Ches Amin Beis, Amar Reish Lakish, Oved Kochavim Shavas Chai Misa. A guy that Shavas that keeps Shabbos is Chai Misa. Shenemar the Pasuk says, Vayom Valaila Lo Yishbosu. The day and night, Ben Noach is not allowed to keep Shabbos. So there's a Machlokish Rashi Ramam. Rashi seems to say just as an Isser to keep Shabbos in the first Pasuk. Ramam's mechadesh that the Isser is for them to create a new mitzvah, a new religion. So if it's just to have a day of rest, not because of religion, so according to Rashi, you can't have any days of rest. They're not allowed to ever rest. According to the Ramam, it's only a problem if it's for the purpose of religious purposes. But if it's stam just to rest, there would not be a violation. So there's a big discussion they have. How is it possible that Yosef and Yaakov all kept Shabbos, like the Medrash says, or weren't they all Bnei Noach? It's an Isser, they're Isser for Bnei Noach to keep Shabbos. A number of answers are given. One is that they didn't apply to them. They either Avos were not really Bnei Noach, they kept Shabbos. Others say, a Ben Noach, the Isser is to keep Yom V'Layla, day and then night. But our Shabbos is night and then day. So Yaakov Yosef kept Friday night and Shabbos, but Motzei Shabbos, they broke Shabbos, so they didn't violate this Isser. This is only 24 hours from morning through night. And a number of other answers are suggested why they were able to keep the Shabbos. Anyway, so that's also one. It's a joke. Fine. Amar Mar Azharasa Shelahen He's Duhumisasan. So they're Azhara. Whenever they're warned not to do something, Lo Yishbosu. That's their. That means Misa. So Amar Ravina. Ravina says Afilu Sheni B'Shabbos. Even if it's a random Monday, it's not Dafka Saturday that they would be in their Benisir. Any day that they would pick to have a day of rest would be a violation of this Isser. So the Gemara then asks V'Lich Shavei Gavei Sheva Mitzvah. So why is this not an eighth mitzvah? So, ki kachashiv v'shev v'al tase, kum v'yase lo kachashiv. The mitzvah, the Shabbat mitzvah only included lo sases, but mitzvah sases was not kept. So the Gemara says, and the Rashi just points out here, the last Rashi, how was it say asay? Because it says, the last Rashi, hai lo yishbosu kum asay m'lachi. So it says, even though it says it in the negative, it means get up and do work. So it's a bit of a stretch. He said it sounds like a lo sase, but Rashi says it's implying that you should go do work. It's a proactive mitzvah. So then the Gemara says, "V'ha dinim kumasehu." Isn't dinim a kumase? And yet it's included in the list of seven. So Gemara says, "V'kachashiv." No, kumase v'shevi al tase ninu. It's both. It has an ase, but it also has a lo sase attached to it. What's the lo sase? Rashi quotes the pasuk, "V'azara." Azharas lo sasu avil. Don't do any type of incorrect mishpat. So that's the law, but there is also the asay, like we saw earlier, based on the pasuk of asa mishpat. So it's both of them, and for that reason, dinan was included on this list. The Gemara now says further, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Oved Kochavim Sheosek Batora Chayiv Misa. A non-Jew who learned is Chayiv Misa, Shenemar, Torah Tzivalanu Moshe, Marasha Lanu, Marasha. It was a marasha to us. It was an inheritance given to us, but not to the Bnei Noach. So if they're not allowed to learn Torah, lich shavei gavei sheva mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Why is this not included on the list? So the Gemara explains, man damer marasha migzal kagazalei. If it's a marasha to us and they learn it, they're stealing. So that's already included on their gazela. That's not an additional mitzvah. That's gazela. And man damer marasha. The one who thinks that Marasha meant to be Murarasa, that we're engaged to the Torah, we're engaged to Hashem through the Sefer Torah. So then, if a goy were to learn our Torah, our Murasa, if you will, it's Dino Kinara Murasa. Has a din of taking a married girl, an engaged girl away, that din is the Beskila. So if it's under the category of Murasa, it's already under the category of Arayos, so it's included in either Arayos or Gzela, and it's not going to be considered its independent mitzvah. So then there is a Tosas Rush who asks the question that the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel tells us that you're not allowed to teach Torah to a goy based on another pasuk. It says, Lo asa kein lecha goy mishpatim ba'al yudim haluka. You can't teach it. Mishpatim ba'yidom. Don't let it be known, the mishpatim, to anyone else who's not part of Yaakov. So how come we have a Gemara here that tells us based on Torah Tziva Lana Moshe Marasha Lanu as opposed to the other Gemara says ba'yidom? So why do you take which pasuk do you choose? And then he asks further, isn't there an Isser of Lifnei Iver? Isn't it Lifnei Iver to teach it to them? Because then they're violating the Isser of Lifnei Iver. For us to teach it, Lifnei Iver. The Tosas Rush answers that no. The only time there's no Isser of Los Achein L'Chagoy is a situation, he says, Ein Achanami, they're both true. A person violates Torah Tzivan Alanu Moshe and also violates Lifnei Iver. They're both true halachas. But then the Tosos and Chagiga answers no. The situation where this guy could learn from some other guy. He could have taught him. There's some guy who knows Torah. He learns. They're showing these videos around. They're going with that in Hurricane Harvey. The guy had all these Bibles. He was learning art school stuff. He wanted to understand the Jews. So let's say that guy wanted to teach some other guy. That guy could wants to learn from me. So that's not Lifnei Iver, because he could have learned from someone else. Lifnei Iver is only when I'm the only option for him. So he has another option. He could have learned from that guy down in Texas.
How's it Lifnei Iver?
Because if he has an Isser to learn, so by me teaching him Torah, I'm setting him up for an Isser. So if he could have learned from someone else, so then there wouldn't be an Isser for me. So then that gets around the Isser of Bayidom. There's no Lifnei Iver Bayidom. But there still is this Isser here, of again, Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Marasha Lanu. Okay. Amiri points out, though, if he's learning for the purpose of understanding the Sheva Mitzvos, so then that would not be a violation. This is only an Isser to learn Torah that's not related to him. But he has to know what he has to do. So then, according to that, would not be an Isser. Only learning something that does not relate to him, that would not be Bechlal, the Isser. Fine. Gemara now says, Vaiter, Meisive. That if he learns, he's like a Kohen Gadol. We just said before, there's an Isser. He's Chiv Misa for learning. But now we're saying he's like a Kohen Gadol. And what's the proof that such a guy is like a Kohen Gadol? Right, it says at the end of the pasuk, Asher Yase Osam Ha'adam V'chai Bahem. So, Kohanim Levim V'Yisrael Lel Nemar Ela Ha'adam. So what does this mean? So, Ha'olamad Tashafilo Ovid Kochavim V'Osik V'Torah. It doesn't say that he's like a Kohen Levi Yisraelim. It just says Ha'adam. Look at Rashi for a second. Rashi says Ha'adam. Rabbi Meir de Leslay Atem Krim Adam Lo Ovid Kochavim Krim Adam. Normally, we have the word Adam always excludes a guy. He doesn't hold it such a Joshua. So an Adam means even a non-Jew. So we see a person Ashiyase Osa Ha'adam. A person does beginning the pasuk is important here. He says Ushmartim Es Chukosai. Ves mishpatai ashayase osam ha'adam that a non-Jew does. V'chai behem ani Hashem. So ha'adam includes everyone, even a nachri. So we learn from here that even a goy, it doesn't say a kohen levi Yisrael, even an adam. So that means an adam, a goy, is at the same pedestal as a kohen gadol. There's no difference between a goy, a Yisrael, a levi, a kohen, and a kohen gadol. Anyone who learns is chai behem. So we see that he's like even a kohen gadol. So the Gemara says no. That hasam b'sheva mitzvos didhu. No, with respect to learning his own mitzvahs, which he has to do, so then he's like a Kohen Gadol in that respect. But learning mitzvahs that don't relate to him, so then he would be Chai Misa. So then the Gemara quotes from earlier, from a couple of days ago, that Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer Af Hadam Minachai. He thought that one of the other mitzvahs that a Ben Noach has to keep is not eating blood from a live animal. So Tanya Rabbanan, how do we know what's the source of this? So the Pasuk says, with respect to Noach, Ach Bisar Benafsha, Basar Benafsha Damo Lo Sochelu. The basar benafsho, don't eat the flesh. Ze aver minachai. You can't eat the limbs of a live animal. And Rabbi Chanina adds, Ben Gamliel adds, Omer af hadam minachai. Even the blood you can't eat. What's his drasha? My time at Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. It says basar benafsho. So he says, Kari bay basar benafsho lo sochelu, lo sochel, and dam benafsho lo sochel. The Pasuk says, Ach basar benafsho damo lo sochelu. So lo sochelu is going back on basar, and is going back on dam separately. To tell us there's an independent Isser for eating Basar Minachai or Eva Minachai as in addition to Dam Minachai. That's Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel's source. Rabbanan say, no. Hahu l'mishrei shrotzim hudasa. The word Damo is not telling me that there's an Isser of Damo. The Isser telling me that the Isser Eva Minachai only applies to an animal but does not apply to a sheret. You can eat, Ben Noach can eat an Eva Minachai from a sheret. How does he know? Hudasa. Because he doesn't explain here, but it has to be, we saw this earlier in the Gemara, that only when there's a separation between a basar and dam would there be Eiver Menachai. As opposed to a sheret, where the basar and dam is one and the same, so then that would not be included in the Isser of Eiver Menachai. So Kayotzi Badabra, we have a very similar idea, that Ata Omer Rak Chazak Levilti Achal Hadam Ki Adam Hu Nefesh, that this is a pasuk telling us that Bnei Yisrael are not allowed to eat Dam Minachai. Skipping the parentheses. And Rabbanan say, No hahu l'dam hakaza shan neshama yotibo hudasa. So what's their response here? So you look at Rashi here. Rashi says, Which Rashi did I want here? Rabbanan Hahu. Hahu de samech dam la taras aver menachai. Lo le misre mishim chias samchinan. Adel meser dam hakaza shenefesh yotze bo mishim dam hu de samche. This drasha of rak chazak leviltia achal adam ki hadam hu anefesh is not telling us anything about only dam of nefesh, only what dam that a person dies from, that aver menachai. Because the point that Rabbi Chanina is saying from this pasuk here is that dam that comes from aver menachai, just like a yisrael is subject to the iser of dam from a chai, so to benoch is subject to the iser of dam menachai. But Rabbanan said this last pasuk we just brought of rak chazak levilti is nothing to do with that such a drasha. It's telling us not only dam from a person who dies is going to be subject to the iser of eating dam, but even dam hakaza, where there's bloodletting, even that type of dam that's released from bloodletting, that too will be considered hashen hashem yotzebo. Even though the guy or the animal doesn't die, it's still considered the iser of dam, and again, nothing to do with aver minachai at all. The Gemara now asks, lamrili lemichtav livnei noach, v'lamrili lemishnei b'sinai. Why, when it comes to aver minachai, do you have to tell me once that it applies to ben noach, and then we repeat again the iser of eating the aver minachai at Sinai? What's the need for both of these isurim? So the Gemara says a very important yisod here, k'der b'yosi b'ri chanina. Tam Rabbi Yosi bar Rabbi Chanina kol mitzvah shenemra levnei Noach v'nishnei zebin hisinai lezev lezev nemra. So if anything was said to again to Ben Noach and then was repeated at Sinai, it was lezev lezev. It applies to both of them. If it's nemra levnei Noach v'lo nishnei b'sinai, so then if it was taught to Ben Noach and wasn't repeated at Sinai, so then the halacha is leYisrael nemra. Then it was only said to Yid. So again, something that was repeated to Ben Noach and to Har Sinai applies to both the Ben Noach and to Yisrael. Something that was only said to Ben Noach but not repeated to Har Sinai, that applies only to Yisrael and not to Ben Noach. And then the Gemara says, "V'anu ein lanu ela giranasha v'aliba de Rabbi Yehuda." There's only one example of something that was taught at Ben Noach and was not repeated, and that's giranasha according to Rabbi Yehuda. Right, this machlokas when the iser giranasha was, it's mentioned in Parshas Vayetze, but the question is, was that when it happened? So according to Behuda, yes, we are given the iser. Ben Noach was given the giranasha and Parshas Vayetze when Yaakov fought with the Malach, and that's when the iser was given. But according to the Chachamim, really the iser of giranasha was given at Har Sinai, but they just wrote it backwards. They put it into the story of Yaakov and the Malach, but it really happened after Har Sinai. So Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda, there's only one example of something that was taught to Ben Noach and not repeated at Har Sinai. Again, that's the Isser of Gid HaNasha. So this is the Yesod right now.
The divider between Ben Noach and or not is Har Sinai for the Avot? Meaning the Avot, if or Yaakov was also considered Ben Noach?
That was what we mentioned earlier, whether he had a din of Ben Noach or not. But let's assume he was a Ben Noach.
Right. So where is the divider?
Anything you give me at Matan Torah, that is the din of Ben Yisrael at that point. But the Gemara says, now the Gemara is going to analyze this statement because it's a very strange statement. It says, Amar Mar, Kol mitzvah shenemra levnei Noach v'nishes b'sinai. If it was given to Ben Noach, the Sheva mitzvos, and then repeated at Har Sinai, so then lezel lezel nemra. It was said to both of them. Other Rabbah, the opposite should be the case. Midinishnes b'sinai, if it was repeated at Sinai, so then that should be exclusive to Yisrael nemra only, v'lo levnei Noach. So the Gemara says, "Midisnei avodas chachavim b'sinai." From the fact that avodas chachavim was repeated at Har Sinai, we're given that. The Ashkechan, you find that the anush ovde chachavim alave, and we know a guy is held responsible and punished for violating avodah zara. Shma mina lezel lezel nemra was said to both of them, because certainly avodah zara was one of the asar sedibros. So it was given to Har Sinai. So now we're going to tell me, now that it was given to Har Sinai, so now the Goyim don't have to keep Avodah Zarah anymore? That can't be true, because we know they get punished all the time for worshipping Avodah Zarah. So for the fact that Avodah Zarah is an example that's repeated, and yet it still applies to Ovdei Chachavim, to Goyim, so all the other mitzvahs that were repeated apply not only to Ben Noach, but they also apply to Ben Yisrael.
And if they weren't repeated, it's only for Ben Yisrael.
So that's the next statement. Now the Gemara says, Livnei Noach, if it was only given to Ben Noach, namely the case of Giranasha, Liba de Rehuda, it was given to Ben Noach, it wasn't repeated to Sinai, so then you have the opposite, not opposite, you have a different conclusion, so then Yisrael Nemra, Velo Livnei Noach, so that would apply only to Yisrael, so Giranasha would only apply to Jews, but it wouldn't be an Isser that applies to Ben Noach. So the Gemara says, Adrabba, the opposite would be the Svara. Midelo nishnes b'sinai, if it wasn't repeated to the Sinai, so it was only given to Ben Noach, so you should conclude it was Livnei Noach Nemra, v'lo Yisrael. Then it must have been, if it was given to Yaakov Avinu, assuming Yaakov was a Ben Noach, and it wasn't repeated at Sinai, so only Ben Noach should be chayiv in the Isra of a Gidon Asher and not Bnei Yisrael. So the Gemara has this very important klal now. Leka midam de Yisrael shari ula ovid kochavim aser. There is no example of something that's permitted to a Jew and aser to a non-Jew. Meaning we have a lot more chumras. The fact that we have 613 mitzvahs to their 7 tells us that we have a lot more mitzvahs and chumras than them. So you can't say that something's aser to a non-Jew and mutter to a Jew. That can't be. So from the fact that if we have to make an option, make a choice here, that if it was said at Ben Noach and now repeat at Sinai, so who's going to get Gidon Asher? Either Ben Noach or Ben Yisrael, we have to choose that the Ben Yisrael have to get the Isser Gidon Asher and not Ben Noach. So now this creates a number of questions. If it's really true, this Yisod, that only that there's nothing that's permitted to us and us or to a non-Jew, so look what Tosos asks now. Tosos, Dibur Maskil Leka Midam Di Yisrael Shari, B'davar Shu Mitzvah Li Yisrael Lo Amin Hachim. When it comes to davar mitzvah, that much we don't say. Why? Because the Oved Kochavim Sheshavas Chayiv Uli Yisrael Mitzvah. What do you mean? We just learned earlier that Goy Sheshavas is Chay Misa, and Yisrael Sheshavas is not Chay Mitzvah. So isn't that an example of something where they have a chumrah that we don't have? He says, no, when it comes to davar mitzvah, that's not Shayach. We have a mitzvah to keep Shabbos. That's not a Isser versus a Heter. That's a mitzvah for us to keep. So you don't apply this Yisod. The Afagav de Bishen B'Shabbos ain't mitzvah Yisrael. What do you mean? If they keep a Shabbos on Monday, they get killed. If we keep a Shabbos on Monday, there's no mitzvah. So that's not true. There's an example of something where I'm not getting a mitzvah, but they will get a chiyah misa if they were to keep it. So it says Tosas Mikol Makom Yesh Alav Mitzvah Shvisa Shabbos. The fact that we have a concept of Shvisa Shabbos, whether since our even though ours is on Saturdays and theirs is whatever day they make it, once a concept exists for us. And they try to take our mitzvah away, they are chay misa, and it won't be a problem to this klal of lekin midam the yisrael shari will ovi kachavim aser. So then Tosa says, what about an ubar? Val ha ubrim dovi kachavim a fetus that a goy is chay. We saw this a few days ago. They're chay for killing an uber. The yisrael pater a yisrael is not chay for killing an uber. So af agav de pater mikol makom lo shari. Granted that you don't hold a Jew responsible for killing a fetus. Aborting a fetus, but at the same time it's not permitted. So it's not a heter, it's still an isser for a Jew to do this. It's just they don't get held, they're not held responsible for this. So he says, Miu Kasha, I guess we could skip, yeah, Miu, let's finish the Tosfos. Miu Kasha. The Amrina Bepek Ben Sar Mora Yatzarosh, if the fetus's head comes out, a Noginbo, you can't touch it, you have to let it live. De'ein Docha Nefesh, Mipin Nefesh, you can't kill the baby just to save the mother once it already comes out. Aval Kodem Shi Yatzarosha. So if, let's say, the child hasn't come out yet, so Achaya, the midwife, is Poshetes Yada, can put her hand in, V'chat Chasaleivam, and cut up the child, the fetus, they haven't been born yet, Umotziyah Kedei Lahatzil Asa'ima, in order to save the mother. V'kia Gavna Bovid Kochavim Aser, Kevin Shuzara Al Obrim. So we do have an example where a Jew is allowed to kill a fetus before it's been born to save the mother, but a non-Jew is not allowed to kill an uber, even if though it's to save the mother. So this is an example where there's a chumrah that applies to a goy, but doesn't apply to us.
Where do we learn that for a goy, for the kwaf nefesh, you can't do it? I mean, it would make...
Just the fact that we don't have such a heter anywhere. I don't think that Gemara Ben Sora says explicitly about a non-Jew.
Right.
The fact that we don't have such a heter articulated would indicate... So Tosfos answers though, V'yesh lomar deha nami b'Yisrael mitzvah. This is also a mitzvah, k'dei l'hatzil. There's a mitzvah of pikuach nefesh, to save the mother. So we said, whenever regarding the mitzvah for a Jew, so we can't break up this klal of lekem midam the Yisrael shari of chacham aser. Okay. Now then he looks at the last line, V'efshir de'afilu obi chacham shari. It's possible, maybe even for them, that's permitted. So this is a very important Tosfos, whether we view abortions of non-Jews as something that's mutter or not. So anyways, Gemara says further, V'lo, is it really true that there's nothing that's mutter to us and aser for a goy? V'harei yifas tawar is an example where a Jew is permitted to be with an eishes yifas tawar, but a non-Jew is not permitted. Gemara says, Hasa mishim delab b'nei kivashinu. No, even a non-Jew is allowed to be involved with an Eishes Yivas Torah, but there's a technical reason, since they're allowed B'nai Kivish Ninu, that they can't conquer, they can't get involved in fighting. Rashi says here, Lo nitna ha'eretz likvosh kim Yisrael. They don't have the right to take over Eretz Yisrael, and Yivas Torah applies to only Eretz Yisrael, therefore it's technical reasons it doesn't apply to them. The Gemara says, what do you mean? V'harei pachas mishav pruta. Comes to pachas mishav pruta, that a Jew steals from another Jew, pachas mishav pruta, there is no iser, but a non-Jew who does steal, it is considered gzela. So there is a chumra that they have. Gemara says, mishum de la b'nei mechila nino. No, really, for technical reasons, because of la b'nei mechila. And because of that technical reason, it creates an iser of gzela for pachas mishav pruta. But had not been for that, in a chanami, we would have the same halachas of not being gzela of pachas Mishav Pruta. So that Yisod stands strong in the end of the day, that again, Lekem Midam Dili Yisrael Shari Ulaobit Kochavim Asr. Gemara now says, quotes from the Brisa above, Kol Mitzvah Shenamra L'Bnei Noach V'Nishesh B'Sinai, something that was said to B'Nei Noach and then repeated Har Sinai, the klal is L'Zeh U'L'Zeh Nemra, applies to both the Jews and B'Nei Noach equally. V'Harei Mila Shenamra L'Bnei Noach T'chzivata Asbrisi Tishmur. And yet, v'nishes b'sinai b'yom lashmini yimal b'sar alaschem. So the pasuk, the Gemara says, Yisrael nemar v'lo l'vnei Noach. So what do you mean? This is a pasuk, a mitzvah that was repeated even after Har Sinai. Yet we know it only applies to b'nei Yisrael. It doesn't apply to non-Jew, but it should apply to b'nei Noach equally because he said zel zed nemra. So the Gemara says, no. Who ha'hu l'mishes Shabbos u'da'asa b'yom afil b'Shabbos. When the pasuk repeats a mitzvah or an iser, if it's to teach us a certain halacha that we didn't know beforehand, that's not called repeating. That's telling us a new detail, a new mitzvah. So since it's coming to teach us a new mitzvah, that Shabbos, even on the Yikidocha, Shabbos for Bismillah, it's not considered repeating. And it only applies to B'nai Yisrael, not to B'nai Noach. So the Gemara says, V'har Piri Rivia, Shinemra Tez L'B'nai Noach, Tichsiv Atem Piruvu. It was given, Piruvu was a mitzvah given to B'nai Noach. And yet, V'nishneis B'Sinai, which repeated Sinai, Leich amur lahem shuv lachem lo lechem. So yet we have liyisol nemra v'lo levnei Noach. So it was repeated at Har Sinai after everyone had to separate from their wives. After the Shechina left, Hashem said to Moshe, everyone should go back to the tents, implying that now it's permitted puravu. So it was a mitzvah given after Har Sinai. So if it was repeated after Har Sinai, it's something that should apply equally to ben Noach. But we don't have a source that non-Jews chayv in puravu. Only bnei Yisrael chayv in puravu. So the Gemara says no. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, go tell them to go back, Shuvu Lachem Lo Lechem, that wasn't a mitzvah. That was because he had to undo an iser. Whenever a davar minyan, a bezdin, creates an iser, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates an iser, the only way, even though the time runs out, he said just for the next 3 days, and Harsi and Shavuos is over, even though time runs out, you have to still give a very direct heter to undo the iser. And that's the only reason why he says, Shuvu lechem le'olechem, nothing to do with the mitzvah peruvu, just to undo the iser, having to separate from the wives. And therefore, it's not considered an example of something that's been nishneis at Har Sinai. So, look at the Tosis on the top for a second. Ha piru rivya, tema. Minolan delo nemra levei Noach. How do you know that the mitzvah peruvu, in fact, isn't given over to ben Noach? If it's because it's not included on the list. We had a whole discussion of what the seven are, and no one includes Peruvu. So from the fact that it's not mentioned in anyone's list, tells us it's not part of the mitzvahs of Sheva Mitzvah Noach. But the Gemara says, what do you mean? Ha'amar le'el kumasei lo kachashiv. So Peruvu is a mitzvah asei. So we said we don't include mitzvah asei on the Sheva Mitzvah. So maybe really Peruvu Taka is on the list. It should be chayiv for Ben Noach. And it's only not on the list because it's a mitzvah asei. So answers tells us v'yesh lomar d'shevi al tase namihu. It's also shevi al tase d'mishim mitzuva al perivya mitzuva shelo l'hashchis zera. So there is a law that's attached to the mitzvah asay of l'hashchis zera. In which case, since it's not on the list of sheva mitzvahs, that tells us then that's not a mitzvah that applies to a ben Noach. Gemara now says v'iter. Ihachi, if it's true that any mitzvah that's repeated at Har Sinai, if it's coming for a certain purpose, that's not considered repeated. So every example of something that's mentioned before Har Sinai and then repeated after Har Sinai, there's a new chiddush we're going to learn from that pasuk. So then this klal would never apply. So the Gemara says, Hachi kamar. Azhara mehadar umisna balamali. So what's the reason? Yes, there's certain halachas you could repeat. But why mention the azhara? Meaning when it comes to the Bris Mila, for example, it could have said, it didn't have to give the, say, B'yom HaShemini Yimol. We already know Yimol. It could have just said something about Shabbos, something different. All these different cases, and whatever the cases are, they don't have to, again, repeat the Azhara, just repeat the Chiddush. Why the Azhara as well? So from the fact that they're repeating the Azhara, are telling us that it's coming to teach us that, wait a second here. But Rashi, you see Rashi says, Azhara mehader umasne beilamali. Lemehader umichtav azhara didu. Why does the pasuk have to repeat the azhara as well? Elishmami na lahazira levnei noach v'lisol asa. Comes to tell us that it's repeating it to both to ben noach and to ben Yisrael. So how does this answer the question though?
In other words, the ones that are being repeated, not Bris Mila, the ones that are being repeated.
The ones that don't have a chiddush attached to it. Okay. And which examples are that? Do we have?
That's the Gemara in Zohar, I would say.
Fine. So I guess the only one we have, but the Ginnash is not repeated, though. It's not repeated. Ginnash is the example of something that's not repeated. That's the only example that's not repeated. So whatever the examples are, anything that's repeated just for the repetition, so that in Echnami would apply to both. Something that's repeated with a certain chiddush, peruvu, a bris milah, so those were the two examples that would not apply to a ben noach. So the Gemara then said, I guess Avodah Zarah would be an example, that's repeated after Har Sinai, and it applies equally to both ben noach and to ben Yisrael, assuming there's no chiddushim learned from Avodah Zarah, psukim. So the Gemara now says, quotes from earlier, "V'ein lanu ela gidanashel b'vad v'alib der Behuda." The only example of something that's not repeated at Har Sinai is gidanashel. That's the only mitzvah that's given as bnei Noach, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not repeated. So the Gemara says, "Hanami lo isne." This also is not repeated. "Hani isne l'shemil sabalma." Wait one second here. So now that was just a line. Now we're going back to the previous point. Now, "Hani nami." Rashi says, "Hani nami milo perivya." Halo isnu, these were not repeated. The Amris Lamilsa Hudasi, these are not repeated. Bris Mila and Purivya, it was repeated because of certain chiddush. So Hani Nami Lo Isni, Hani Isni L'Shemilsa of Alma. So he said, no, the Bris Mila and Purivu also were not repeated. They were only mentioned once before. Weren't they mentioned after Har Sinai? They were mentioned after Har Sinai for a certain chiddush, but they weren't really repeated. So the Gemara says, no, Ha Isni L'Shemilsa of Alma, Halo Isna Klal. Purvu and Bris Mila were repeated for a certain chiddush. Gidanasha wasn't repeated at all. It was never ever mentioned after Har Sinai, and for that reason, it's the only example of something said before Har Sinai and not repeated after Har Sinai. Ibai Sema, another explanation that Mila Mikara La Avram Hu De Kameh Hazhar Le Rachmana. Really, Avram was warned about the Bris Mila. Va'ata es brisi tishmur ata v'zarecha acharecha l'dorosam. Ata v'zarecha in inish acharin alav. That only Avram Avinu was given the mitzvah Bris Mila and no one else. So Rashi explains here that even though Mila is given at Har Sinai, still it was never given to all B'nai Noach when it was given. It wasn't an example of something given to Ben Noach and then to Har Sinai. It was never given to all Ben Noach. It was exclusively given to Avram Avinu and his descendants. And that's all. So the Gemara says, really, was it only given to Avram's descendants? Elamiata b'nei Yishmael l'chayva. So b'nei Yishmael, who's also a descendant of Avram, should also have to give a Bris Mila. So the Gemara says, ki b'Yitzchak yikar l'cha. Only Yitzchak is Zerah. Only b'Yitzchak is called Zerah, no one else. So then the Gemara says, if Yitzchak is being viewed as a descendant of Avram, so even his son Esav, the Yitzchak's son Esav, shows the chayv Bris Mila. Gemara says, so b'nei Esav l'chayva. Gemara says, "Be Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak. Be in Yitzchak, only some of Yitzchak's descendants, namely Yaakov and on, are chayv Bris Mila, but not Esav." So Gemara says, "Maskiv la Rav Oshaya el miyat." If that's the case, b'nei Keturah lo lechayva. So then, b'nei Keturah shouldn't have either. B'nei Keturah were his children he had from Hagar or Keturah, whether she's Hagar two days. But b'nei Keturah, another wife of Avram, those children should also have. The Hama Rabbi Yosi bar Avin, the same Rabbi Yosi bar Chanina. As Brisi Hefar, the Rabbos of B'nai Keturah. So even though you're right, B'nai Keturah shouldn't have a Chiyuv of Bris Mila, because they're not included as B'Yitzchak, there's a special Gezeres HaKasav, it says, as Brisi Hefar, that comes to include B'nai Keturah. There is a theory of Machlokas here, how to understand B'nai Keturah. Rashi here says, if you look at Rashi, the Rabbos of B'nai Keturah, around almost more than halfway down the narrow lines, the Rabbos of B'nai Keturah, Osam Shisha Levadim V'lo Zaram. only those six children that he had from Keturah. Anyone beyond his grandchildren and on would not have a Chiyuv Bris Milah. Just that first generation, according to Shitas Rashi. Rambam argues and says all the descendants of Keturah, all the great-great-grandchildren from Keturah would actually have a Chiyuv Bris Milah as well. Not just the first generation, but all generations. And the Tosfos Rosh has a in-between Shita. He says, B'nai Keturah generations up until Har Sinai have to give a Bris Milah. After Har Sinai, no longer would B'nai Keturah have to receive a Bris Milah. So there's a shaila according to the Rambam that says Bizman Azeh, even B'nai Keturah should have to, if you know you're from B'nai Keturah, you have to get a Bris Milah, like the Rambam says. And if not, there seems to be a Chiyamisa perhaps. So Rambam says, since there is a mixture among all the Shmeilim, no one knows where they come from anymore, so for that reason there is no Chiv anymore for B'nai Keturah, because Lamaisa we don't know who B'nai Keturah is. Gemara now says five.
And
yeah.
We don't say that Yidan Asher was only given to Yaakov, because it happened to Yaakov, right? I mean, but there is no specific
Lashon. Yeah, yeah, no specific Lashon to give it to Yaakov and not to the rest of Bnei Yisrael, right? We have no, the truth is there is no mitzvah that's exclusive to just one family of Bnei Yisrael.
No, but Yaakov is all Bnei Yisrael, meaning to exclude Bnei Noah.
Well, they are excluded, because we said the fact that it was only given to before Har Sinai and not repeated.
Right,
that,
but I'm saying, but here Mila is not because of that, it's because it says the Chaul Zaracha Harecha. Right.
That's why we're saying it wasn't given. That was specific right. to Avram, I guess. That was an example.
Yeah.
But later on, it was passed on to Yaakov.
Right. So, okay.
So then the Gemara says five wide lines down. Number of Yudam Rav. Adam Arishon lo huta lo batzal achila. Adam was not permitted to eat meat. Dichsiv lachem yela achla ulchaya ulchol chayas aretz. That to you, all the food is given to you to eat, and all the food of the ground is also given to the chayas to eat, the animals to eat. So we see, v'lo chayas aretz lachem. So the fact that we're saying the food, the vegetation is given to the chaya, but it doesn't say the chaya is given to Adam, so we learn from here, the chayas aretz is not given to Adam HaRishon. However, u'chshebo b'nei Noach hitilahem, when b'nei Noach came out of the teva, they are permitted to eat basar, as the pasuk says, shenemar, ki yerek esev nasati lachem eskol. So like I'm giving you the animals, the entire pasuk says, that kol remes asherhu ha'chay lachem, any animal that crawls, that creeps on the ground, is alive, yel achla should be for you, Noach tit, just like yerek esev nasati lachem eskol. So we see that there's a heter of basar for ben Noach. Yachal lo ye'evar menachay noegba, so maybe there shouldn't be an iser of evar menachay. Once they're allowed to eat basar, maybe even an evar menachay from a live animal should be permitted to the ben Noach as well. Tamalomer, however, they hold off. Bishar benafsha damalo sochela, but the basar benafsha, while there's still a nefesh there, that don't eat, that's evar menachay iser. Yachal af l'shratzim, one might think even for a shratzim there should be an iser evar menachay. Tamalomer, ach is always limited. Not every animal is subject to evar menachay. Some animals are, some are not. Which are the animals that are not subject to Eivor Menachai? Shratim are not subject to the Isra Eivor Menachai. My Tamuda, what's the drasha? How do you draw a line from the sheretz to other animals? Rabbi Huna, Damo, says Damo. Misha Damo Chalak Mibisaro. An animal that's blood is separate from the flesh. That's where there's an Isra of Lotzuchelu, of Eivor Menachai. As opposed to Yatu Shratim, Shein Damo Chalak Mibisaro. Their blood is not separate from their flesh. It's really one and the same. I'm not sure the Metzias, but they're all connected somehow. In which case, they're not part of the Isser, and there is no Isser Eivir Menachai from the Shratzim. So the Gemara asks, Mesivek, who would do B'dagas Hayam, the Pasuk says, when it's referring to Adam HaRishon, go take over the Dagas Hayam, the fish of the water. My lav lachir does not mean go down and catch fish and eat them. So we see Basar right now, the Gemara is assuming fish and Basar are one and the same. So it says, yes, that you're allowed to eat, that Adam was allowed to eat Basar. Mar says, lo, le malacha, it meant to go down, take control of the fish, to use them to perform malacha for you. The dagim b'nei malacha ninu. You could use a fish for malacha. Fish don't do work. In, they do work. Kidirachba, the bai rachba, ask the following, the bai rachba, hinig b'iza v'shivutamai. What's halacha in terms of, you're not allowed to use different animals to carry something, to pull a wagon, to pull a boat, that would be a violation of kalayim, using marvia kalayim, of using different animals to pull something. So he had a question, are you allowed to use two different animals? One is a fish and one is a goat. A goat on the dry land and a fish pulling the boat or wagon on the water, they're pulling together, is that a violation? So from the fact that this question is even raised, tell us that fish are capable of doing malacha. So then the Gemara says, Tashma ubof hashemayim. Then you should also go to the birds of the sky and take control of the birds of the sky. So what does that mean? Is it not my lav lachila? It's not telling us that all of them should go catch the birds and eat the birds? Where it says, lo, limalacha, to take control, to do work for you. V'ofos b'nei malachaninu. You could use a bird to do work. In you can. Kidabai Rabba. Rabba asks a similar question. By Rav Huna, Dosh be'avzin v'tarnagolim, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Huda, Mai. You're allowed to perform threshing, the same idea of different types of animals, of geese and chickens, to perform the same lacha, to thresh, do something, work, whatever the work is of threshing, of separating, pressing the kernels of wheat. Is that going to be a violation of a climb of animals? So the fact that he asked this tells us that you're able to use birds to perform malacha for you. So Tashma, another raya. Ubechol chaya haromeses al haaretz. Every animal that crawls on the ground. So we see from here, this is a pasuk also mentioned to Adam Arishom. So it says, the whole pasuk says, Puruvu mulas aretz, b'chivshua, take over the world, urdu b'degas hayam, go down to the water to take the fish, ubof hashemayim, uvechol chaya haromeses al haaretz, and to take control of every crawling creature. So we see from here, so is it not also telling us that you should take control to eat the animals? Mar says no. Hahula suye nachashud asa. This pasuk of a kol chayas or a message al arts is coming to include a nachash, that you could even use a nachash for a for work. Because nachash, Rash, as the Gemara explains, the Tanya. Rabbi Shimon ben Manasseh Omer, Chaval al Shema Shamash Gadol, Shavin min Olam. Woe to us that we lost a tremendous servant. Who is the tremendous Shamash we could have had? Shemalig lo niskalkel nachash, had the nachash not sinned and caused the whole situation with the Eitz Hadas, then kol echad ve'echad mi'yisrael, every single Jew in this world, hayu mizdabnin lo shnei nachashim tovim, would have two snakes working for him. Echad mishagro l'tzafon, echad mishagro l'dam. One you could send to the north, and one snake you could send to the south. Lahavi lo sandalvonim tovim. Where do they have to define this? What's sandalvonim? Okay, it's very precious stone. Vavanim tovos, other types of precious stones, umargalios and pearls. Vlo, oh, not only that, elishim afshilin ritzua tacha zanvo. You take out a strip of leather from below its tail, umotibo afar liginaso lechervaso, and use it for, I don't know, fertilizing the ground, the land, or something. I don't know, some type of dirt. So we've lost these two great servants. So what we see from here, before the kilk of Eitz Hadas, so that a nachash, in fact, was going to be a servant of ours. So yes, all these psukim describing how Adam would take control of each of these animals was not to say that he can eat the animals, but rather he could use the animals to perform malacha on their behalf. The Gemara now says, Meisivei Haya Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema Omer Adam Arishon Meisiv Began Eden Haya. He'd be sitting back in Gan Eden. Vayu Malacha Yashar Tzolim Labaser, and the Malachim would serve him roasting meat, having a barbecue for him. Umisan Lo Yayin. And then there'd be sifting through wine for them, and hatzitz bo nachash. The nachash saw what was going on. Adam Arishon sitting back in his hammock and being served by malachim, meat and wine, and the rabbi chvoda. We saw the honor that he was receiving. V'niskanebo, and he got jealous. So, well, don't we see that he was eating meat? Adam was eating meat. They were serving in solen basa. The brisa says. Gemara says, no, hasa mebasa yorim min hashemayim. That was a special meat that came down from shemayim. That wasn't basa from haaretz. That's basa min hashemayim. Mi'ika basa yorim min hashemayim. Did meat come down from the sky? Who heard of such a thing? In kihad Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta havakazah b'orcha. One time Rabbi Shimon was walking along the way, and pagubah hanach aryavsa. Two lions encountered him. And havakah neham milapi. They're very, very hungry. So Amar Hakfirim Shuagim Latarif. The lions, young lions, are calling out, they're roaring, they want some food. So that's the pasuk he recited. And then this happened. Nachitale Tarta Atamsa. So two pieces of meat fell from Shemayim. So this thing does happen. Chada Achlu, one piece of meat the lions ate. Vechada Shavku, and the one they left behind. Saisua, so Rav Shimon Mechalafta took the piece of meat that fell from Shemayim. And also the Bay Majrash, he went to the base Majrash, by Allah, he asked, Davar Tamehu, Zeh, or Davar Tar? This piece of meat, there's no, it wasn't shechted. What's the status of such a meat? Is it Davar Tameh, or is it Davar Tahor? So what was the answer? They said, Amrlei, Ein Davar Tameh, Yorim Min Shemayim. It can't be true. Shemayim doesn't drop anything Tameh. So the fact that it came from Shemayim, it's Davar Tahor. So then, by Munei Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Abohu, he asked the following question, Yardelo Demus Chamer Mahu. Let's say a piece of meat that looks like a donkey comes from Shemayim. Are you allowed to eat that or not? So Amrlei, Yarod Nala Ha'amrana, he calls him some insult, tanin shota, which is some type of bird that's called a tanin, and it's a shota and screams. So he says to him, I think that's what he was calling Rabbi Zera, Ha'amrilei, ein devar tameh yorid min shamayim. Did you not hear what we told you? We said that anything that comes from shamayim isn't devar tameh, and therefore it is stavar tower, and you're allowed to eat it. Okay. Stop here. Wait, what is it?